Well, I hung in there to see most of the election night, and I think it's a running theme I tend to have is that I get quite excited by the prospect of an election and the prospect of election night. I love election night. I find it really fun. But then there's always a sort of disappointment at the end that whatever the change is, it's all kind of limited into this first-past-the-post system we have, which is old and antiquated, and for all the minor flaws of a proportional representation, you just can't make up for the fact that you've got lots of different parties picking up votes all across the country. You know, there's a spread of votes, and you only end up with a Conservative or a Labour government, and that's it. And that in itself, that prospect, clearly affects how people vote as well. You have most people are probably ingrained in them that there will be one or the other that wins, and therefore, if they say hate the Tories more than they like Labour, they will still vote Labour because that's the only feasible alternative. So I just, if there's anything that comes out of this hung parliament, which is what it looks like, although it's probably going to be, the Tories will have a big enough party to make it work, I pretty much suspect, when they're all the results are in. You just want to see a change. I don't know, maybe a referendum, something going out to give us all a chance to say whether we want it to change or not, because you can't say that in the system we've got at the moment. But there we go. It's Friday morning, and it's going to be a hung parliament, and the world hasn't caved in, so I suppose we're on to a winner there.